Ralston. Thank you for joining us for a brand new episode of the ICCS Cares podcast. Last week, we discussed self-doubt and the reasons that we are often faced with it. This week, we will continue with our discussion on self with a chat about self-esteem. So as always, let's start off by discussing exactly what self-esteem is. Simply put, self-esteem is confidence in your own worth and abilities, and having respect for yourself. People with healthy self-esteem feel proud of what they can do, feel liked and accepted by their peers, and accept themselves even when they make mistakes. When someone has low self-esteem, this means that they don't have confidence in themselves and often struggle with self-doubt. People with low self-esteem often compare themselves to others and don't believe that they are as good as their peers. These individuals tend to dwell on failing rather than succeeding. They are usually hard on themselves and give up easily to avoid feelings of failure. Self-esteem gives us courage to try new things. With self-esteem, you believe in yourself. You know that good things can happen when you try. Self-esteem helps you when things don't go your way. It helps you accept mistakes. If you miss the soccer goal or lose a library book, you don't get too mad at yourself. You just try again and you find a way to do better. Low self-esteem makes you feel unsure. With low self-esteem, we might not try. We might not go after our goals because we are afraid to fail. Low self-esteem makes losing seem worse than it is. It makes mistakes seem bigger than they are. It makes it hard to get over things that don't go well. And instead of trying again, people with low self-esteem might give up. We are capable of building our own self-esteem. Notice when you try new things. Notice when you learn to do something. Did you try a new sport? Did you learn to ride a bike, play a song, or do a math problem? Be happy and proud. You don't have to brag out loud, but you can give yourself a quiet little high five. If you are looking to build your self-esteem, try these steps. Make a list of the stuff you're good at. Can you draw or sing? Are you a good reader? Are you good at a sport? If you're having trouble with your list, ask a parent or friend to help you. Practice the things you do well. Think of ways you can do some of the things you're good at every day. Turn "I can't" into "I can." Do you find yourself saying, "I'm no good at this," or "I can't do it," or "it's too hard for me"? That's you thinking badly about yourself. Decide to change your mind. Think, "I can give it a try. I can handle this." Think, "I'll give it my best." Think, "I'll ask someone to help me do this." Try your best. You should feel good about yourself even when you give something a good try. When you try hard, your self-esteem will grow. Spend time with people who love you. Do things you enjoy with your friends or family. It helps you know you belong, and that builds self-esteem. These things may seem simple, and that's because they are. Building up your self-esteem is all about changing your mindset for the better. And that brings us to the end of today's episode of the ICCS Cares podcast. We thank you for tuning in and look forward to bringing you a new episode next week. And remember, if you believe it, you can achieve it.